Okay, welcome along again to another class.
欢迎大家参加今天的新的一堂课。
As we begin every lesson, 1 John 1:9, very important, and again, it's the only way we can get the filling of the Holy Spirit.
在约翰一书第一章第九节里面，非常重要的是让我们知道如何的能够回复到圣灵充满。
And that's what we'll be talking about today with the Operation Z.
同时我们也会再回到 Z 行动的课程。
And so you'll see how the filling of the Holy Spirit actually has a great application when we're studying the Word of God.
所以在这里面呢，可以让我们知道这个让我们圣灵充满是让我们如何能够真正学习到神的话语的方法。
So let's name our sins to God the Father now.
现在让我们向天父认罪。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that you've given to us now.
感谢天父给我们这个时间。
We pray thanks that the Holy Spirit is our faithful teacher.
我们祈祷圣灵会是我们最有信心最好的老师。
And that as we focus on the message today, he will teach us great things about your plan.
而让我们能够非常专注地学习你教导我们你的计划。
We give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Now, in the last couple of lessons, we were looking at Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, and how the Holy Spirit was evangelizing the unbelievers.
我们在前面几堂课里面一直在讲的是创世纪的第六章的前三节。那这中间是在讲的是圣灵如何的去对那些不信者传福音。
Now, Noah was the preacher of righteousness. That's what Peter mentions in the book of 2 Peter, that Noah was preaching righteousness.
诺亚呢，其实是在为公义去做教导。
And he was building up this ark. That was a big symbol of salvation.
而他所建造的那个非常大的方舟呢，其实是代表着救恩。
So obviously a lot of people, and this includes the Nephilim, you have to remember that time in history, there were more Nephilim on the earth than people. They would have been very curious, what's happening here?
而在那个当这个整个建造诺亚方舟的时候呢，所有的地球上的人，尤其是那些 Nephilim, 也就是再讲一遍，就 Nephilim 就是半人半天使，好，他们共同所生的孩子叫 Nephilim。他们在那个时候，其实 Nephilim 比人类纯种的人类数量还大。所有的人在那个时候都对这个诺亚的方舟非常非常的好奇。
It's like anything that's sort of big and amazing. People are going to wonder what's going on.
因为就像任何事上发生任何又大又让人惊艳的事情的时候，大家都会好奇到底发生什么事了。
It's like when Jesus was doing miracles, for example, this was to bring attention to his salvation ministry.
就像耶稣他在让奇迹发生的时候，其实呢，让很多的人都注意到他如何的在提供我们人类救恩。
Or another example was when the Jews crossed over the Red Sea, God parted the waters, and the Jews crossed the Red Sea, and the Pharaoh and his army were wiped out.
另外一个例子就是当那些犹太人要跨越红海的时候，海居然分开来了。而当他们跨越之后呢，后面追赶的法老的士兵们却被所有的海水又淹没。
40 years after that event, when they were investigating the Jericho, and in Jericho, remember Rahab, the prostitute said, we have heard about the great things God did at the Red Sea.
那另外一个例子就是当约书亚就40年后啊，就是出埃及的40年后，约书亚他们要去进到。
So they went to Jericho, they were hiding in the city of Jericho.
对，他们去那个 Jericho 这个城市要去攻打之前啊，他们跑进那个 Jericho 这个城市内去探查，然后就有一个妓女看到他们，而且说他们知道在他们跨越红海的这个事情是上帝为他们特别做的。
That was 40 years after the event had happened.
而这个呢，是在40年，就是他们出埃及的40年后 的时候居然都还有人知道。
It was this great event and people had heard about it. It brings attention to the gospel message.
而这些好很伟大的事情一般人们就会是传颂者而让大家知道这些就是福音。
Even today, in the 21st century, but in the last century, Hollywood was making these big movies about that event, the Jews crossing the Red Sea.
而在这么几千年后啊，居然好莱坞都还会去把十诫这个出埃及记这样的故事，还用大型的剧作电影来把它讲述这个故事。
3,500 years. After it happened, after that event happened, and God is using these Hollywood producers, for example, to make this movie to bring attention to Christianity or to bring attention to the Bible.
这大约是在3,500年后这个事件发生，那居然上帝还可以利用好莱坞的这些电影制作的人，去把这么伟大的神迹变成是一个故事，传讲给所有的人听。
What's the name of that movie director that did the one with Charlton Heston? The Ten Commandments?
Yeah, just
Cecil B. DeMille. And when he made the second Ten Commandments movie, and this was made in about the 1950s, and it was the most expensive Hollywood production to date.
在1950年左右啊，那个时候的第二部十诫做出来的时候呢，它是在那个时代最最最花钱的一个大片。
It had the most famous Hollywood actors.
而且有那个最有名的好莱坞明星来演。
I had the biggest budget.
然后有最大的预算。
And it won Oscars and won many awards.
而且得到非常多的奥斯卡的奖。
This is a way that God can use these events. Again, it all comes back or goes back to what happened at the Red Sea.
而这些事情全部是上帝在用很多年前在红海发生的事件。
Even the story of Noah and building up the ark, they make movies about that too.
那即使是诺亚方舟的故事也一样被拍过好几次电影。
But I would never recommend going to see them because they completely mess around with the story. That they have no idea what the real story is about.
King 是不太喜欢那些电影，因为他觉得那个电影被故事被改编太多，都不晓得那个电影原来的重点是什么了。
Well, yeah, even most Christians don't know the real story about what was happening in Genesis 6.
而但实际上呢，很多基督徒他也不清楚真正诺亚方舟的故事真正的含义是在哪里。
So we certainly can't expect these Hollywood producers to know what's going on.
那我们怎么能够期待好莱坞的这些制作人一定知道是怎么回事？
Okay, but in Genesis chapter 6 verse 3, God was saying, My Holy Spirit will not plead. We had the verb plead, or to convince. He will not convince man. My Spirit will only, really it's evangelize. He will evangelize for 120 more years before the judgment.
而在这个创世纪的第六章第三节里讲到说圣灵讲说他将 只在世上去对人们传讲福音去说服人们福音的讯息他只会再传讲120年
Remember the principle that God always gives grace before judgment
记得吗这有一个原则是上帝的原则就是他在给予审判之前他一定会给恩典
And that's the same whether you're an unbeliever, God gives warning before you die so that you don't have to go to the lake of fire.
就像上帝在一定会对一个不信的人、非信徒啊，会先给他一个机会，好，让他可以相信，在他死之前会给他这个机会的。
Okay, because if the unbeliever dies, obviously if he dies without believing in Jesus Christ, his eternal future is in the lake of fire. That's eternal judgment.
因为任何一个不信的人，就是非信徒，他在死了之后，他就是已经没有机会了，他就是得要去火湖里面了。
Okay, but we call it eternal judgment. So, you know, grace before judgment. And this judgment lasts forever for the unbeliever.
所谓这个永久的审判，意思是说这个审判就是让你没得回头了。
But that person has their entire life to hear the gospel, to think about the message, and to believe in Jesus Christ.
但是呢，任何一个人他都有在死前会有机会可以去听到这个讯息，然后去相信这个耶稣基督，然后他可以得救。
And for the believer, The principle is also the same. Now, we never go to the lake of fire, but if we're not following the will of God, if we're not living in God's plan, He will also give grace before judgment.
而对于一个信徒呢，他也一样，他 不论怎么样，他如果成为一个信徒之后，他没有跟随的神的意志，他依然神是会给他恩典，让他在被审判前可以理解神的计划。
Now in that case, I say judgment. We have to be a little bit careful with the words we use, because really for the believer, this is discipline.
所以对于所谓的这个审判这个概念呢，对于一个信徒来讲，审判更好的说法是应该是管教。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 and 7. This is the classic verse reminding the believer about divine discipline from God.
好，在希伯来书第十二章六到七节呢，它有一个非常非常好的金句，是在提醒我们，神是会以他神圣的教导、管教来让我们学习。
Yeah, so here we have the, it's like an analogy. God is saying, just like a father, a good father will discipline his child, so I too will discipline my children.
在这里经句里面很清楚的讲说，就像一个慈爱的父亲，他是会管教他的孩子，他的儿子的。那天父对我们的管教就如同父亲管教孩子一样。
And if you'd read, maybe you studied through the PDF document I sent out the other day on Christian suffering, and that explains that there's three categories of discipline for the believer.
而在上礼拜的时候 ,Tim 有发给我们大家啊，就是对于一个基督徒的教导，啊，的基督徒的管教，那里面就有提到它有三类型的一个管教方式。
And remember, grace before judgment. So grace in this case means God first gives you a warning.
要记得在审判之前一定会有恩典，所以第一个形态的管教就是警告，就是敲你的心。
Remember that? What verse does that remind you of?
Revelation
Chapter 3 verse 20.
Oh, right.
Remember, it's not a verse for the unbeliever. This is for the believers. Jesus Christ has given you a warning. That's grace.
好，这是在启示录三章二十节，这一段是神在敲我们的门，这个不是给非信徒，而是要给我们信徒，是给我们的警告。
And then you have the second stage of discipline. If the believer does not respond to the first warning, then the pain or the suffering gets greater and greater.
而第二阶段的管教呢，就是当你不接受，当你是一个信徒而没有接受到警告，然后你还没有反应的话，那么神就会开始给你一些痛苦，一些苦难，而且这个苦难会随着你越不听管教而越剧烈。
And if you don't respond to that, ultimately you die the sin unto death. So that's really the judgment there. You've had the grace and you didn't respond, now there's judgment.
而当你依然在苦难中仍然没有悔改的时候，那你也没有反应对神给你的管教的话，那最终就是落入死亡。所以真正的死亡才是最后的审判。
And that's 1 John 5:16. It's called the sin unto death.
这是约翰一书五章十六节。
Now, first you have the warning.
所以一开始呢，你是得到了警告。
Okay, that's step one.
这是第一步。
If you don't respond, then you have what would be considered like stricter discipline, or I guess you could say that it's more severe. It becomes more severe.
然后第二阶段就是比较严重的一个管教。
And then the sin unto death.
然后第三阶段呢，就是把你送去死了。
That's when God takes you home.
就是所谓送去死就是把你带回家了，带到天堂了。
Okay, but here is the grace. You know, God has given you time.
但是呢，第一步跟第二步其实是上帝的恩典，因为上帝会给你时间。
And, you know, sometimes that grace, it can go for years, for decades even.
而这种恩典呢，有的时候是给你好多天，甚至好多年的恩典，让你有机会学习。
Now, getting back to Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, though, here we're specifically talking about the unbelievers, and most of them are Nephilim, even the Nephilim. He loves them too. He wants them to be saved.
所以呢，再回到这个创世纪六章三节里面呢，就是神其实给我们 一些警告，而且甚至给那些 Nephilim 警告，因为他爱我们人类，也爱那些 Nephilim， 他要让他们有机会学习。
Now, Scripture doesn't tell us about the fate of the Nephilim in terms of whether they any believed or not. So, we don't know.
在圣经里面，我们其实看不到，就是说在当时那些 Nephilim 有没有受教而悔改。在圣经里没有写，我们并不清楚。
Okay, so there's no words in Scripture to say that any were saved, but there's no words to say that none were saved. So, again, we just don't know.
在这个圣经里没有说，没有任何一句话说他们是得救，有谁得救了或有谁没得救，所以基本上我们完全不知道。
But we do know that God was giving them an opportunity, just as He gives every unbeliever.
但是我们知道的是，神有给他们机会，就像对所有的不信者，神都会给机会。
Okay, and then in the last week or so, we've been looking at the mechanics of salvation, how the Holy Spirit has a ministry to the unbeliever.
而我们也上一次上课有特别讲到这个 Z 行动，就是神圣灵如何去教导非信徒，他怎么样把讯息给他们。
Yeah, now this is a little bit off topic, but because it's sort of related to the Operation Z, I thought now is a good time to review, and for some of you it could be the first time, to look at Operation Z properly.
也许说 Z 行动跟我们原来在讲的主题有一点点偏开来，但是因为这是一个很好的机会让我们来认识 Z 行动。
Okay, because it's a very important doctrine, and it's a little bit complex, so we do need to review it from time to time.
而且这是一个 Z 行动是一个非常非常重要的一个经义，所以我们应该要在这个时候每次有机会就把它复习一下。
Okay, so I'll just bring that up again now.
所以我们大家再看一下。
Okay, now through the WeChat and Line groups, I did send this through as a PDF and also as a PPT, as a PPT here.
好，我是送给大家，也许有人收到的是 PDF, 有些人是 PPT.
Okay, so I do recommend you take time to read through that to get yourself familiar.
非常希望大家能够花时间再多看它几遍，让我们更熟悉。
Okay, but I'll just explain it again here, again, it's a review for some, and it could be the first time for others.
好，我们现在再来看一遍，也许很多人都看过很多遍，但我们再来复习一下。
So again, you have to remember, you've got to keep these things separate. The first one was for the unbeliever, that's where the Holy Spirit is evangelizing, and in this case, this is for the believer, where we're being taught Bible doctrine by the Holy Spirit.
我们知道这个 Z 行动有两个，一个是对那些非信徒的，那是由圣灵来教导他们福音，让他们能够有机会接受福音而成为信徒。那第二个 Z 行动是专门给这些信徒的，那主要是让圣灵来教导我们神的话语。
There are some principles where the two of these things are the same, where they overlap, and then there's others where they're quite different, so you don't want to get confused.
因为它 这两张图呢，在某些原则上是有相似，应该说是有重叠的，是一样的，但也有一些部分是完全不同的，所以我们一定不要把它搞混了。
For example, when you see the top left side here, this is the pastor teacher, only that the pastor teacher has the gift for teaching Bible doctrine.
就像这一个给信徒的 Z 行动的左上方呢，是讲到的是牧师教师，因为只有牧师教师他是有那个恩赐可以来教导圣经的经义。
And remember that, you know, a lot of people don't like to hear this. You can believe it or not, it's up to you. But only males, that's men, have the gift of pastor teacher. That's a biblical fact.
好，那另外一个重点呢，是你要相信，你要接受与否呢，由你自己决定。但是呢，在圣经里面有讲到，就是说这种圣经牧师教师一定是要是男的。
I'm just telling you what the Bible says. So if you don't like it, don't hate me. You can hate God instead, I guess.
那听说这个是圣经在讲的，不是他讲的。所以你如果不喜欢这个概念的话，你不要埋怨他，那是只能埋怨圣经。
And there are some females, you know, they can sound pretty convincing when they're teaching from the pulpit. You know, they say they're a pastor and then that they teach like they're a pastor. And sometimes they might even do a better job of it than some of the men.
当然了，有不少的女性的牧师，就是他们也成为了牧师，然后在教会里的教导是非常优秀的，然后也可能教导的比某些男的牧师还好。
But the fact is they don't have the gift.
但是他们就是没有这样的恩赐。
So here we have the pastor teacher and he's presenting the information in the classroom. That's his job.
所以对于一个牧师教师来讲，他是在提供这个讯息给他的学生。
And that's all he can do. He studies the information and he presents it to the interested believers.
所以他的主要的角色就是他学习，他研究了以后，他在教导他的学生。
And then with the believers, and they need to be filled with the Holy Spirit here, then they have the ability to understand the message.
而对于一个学习者呢，他因为他的圣灵充满的状况，让他可以理解他所学的东西。
Here we have a verse, John 14:26.
这边有约翰福音14:26的金句。
And this is where Jesus Christ was prophesying about the Holy Spirit, saying that the Holy Spirit will teach you.
这是 Jesus.
Jesus Christ was teaching his disciples.
耶稣呢，他在说，他在这里有提到，就是说圣灵会教导。
And the Holy Spirit will also bring to your remembrance. So whatever you've studied before, and if you put it into your memory, then the Holy Spirit can bring that information out.
然后呢，另外一个圣灵他的工作是，当你学习到的这些上帝的话语、智慧，在你的脑中之后呢，圣灵也可以协助你从里面选择需要的时候，会帮你选择挑出来，让你突然想到。
Okay, so that's how the filling of the, or that's why the filling of the Holy Spirit is so important, because the Holy Spirit provides the power you need to do that.
而这就是为什么说我们在学习的时候必须要常常必须是在圣灵充满的情况下，因为圣灵充满了才有办法为我们选择该用到的经句是什么。
And he teaches to the first to the human spirit.So as you see on the top right corner,
而在右上方呢，他就是告诉我们说，这些学习的资讯呢，它就等于是经由圣灵把它教导到我们的人的灵里面。
Okay, and this concept comes out really clearly actually in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 to 16.
而这个说法呢，就是在哥林多前书2:9-16里面有非常清楚的把这个程序跟大家讲。
Okay, it really helps to go into the Greek there, and on the PDF I sent you, I've given a fairly deep analysis of those verses.
而在 Tim 发给我们的那个的 PDF 的档案里面，很详尽的在说明这个经句它的真正的内容含义。
Now, if you were going to compare this Operation Z to the one for the unbeliever, this is where the Holy Spirit takes the place of the human spirit so that the unbeliever...could understand the message.
而在这个非信徒来讲呢，他这个位置右上方这个位置也是一样，就是圣灵对于非信徒，他会让他理解，可以懂得圣灵的教导。
Yeah, remember, yeah, God cannot make anybody believe, but He can make us understand, so that we get a clear picture of the message.
好，因为上帝呢，只能够让大家真正的了解，能够懂得，但他不能够要。就是指使一个人信或不信。
Okay, now in terms of the human spirit, see the information then goes via the human spirit and down to the left lobe. That's the, what we would call a mentality or your mind. That's your thinking.
然后呢，从右上方呢，他又把经由圣灵又协助呢，把它进到一个人的思维里头。
And then from there, you are able to mentally...And with the help of the Holy Spirit, because it's spiritual information, you can consider or you can understand the information so that now you can make a decision about it.
然后呢，下面的这一段呢，就是当你已经理解了，也进到你的思维里了，那你要决定你是否要相信。所以就是你的自由意志在开始作用了。
Even as believers, every time you sit in a classroom or you're reading your Bibles, you're reading a doctrinal book and you're hearing these things from the Bible, You still have to make a decision. Do you believe the information or not?
就对于一个信徒来讲，你坐在课堂上或坐在教会里，你听到了这些讯息，这些圣灵提供的所有的讯息，但你还是一样要决定你相信还是不相信。
But of course, you have to understand what it is that you have to make a decision about first.
当然，你必须要先能够真正的理解。 然后你才能够去决下一个决定说你信或不信。
See, if the pastor is not teaching a clear message, then you're not going to understand it. And so then really you can't even make a decision about whether you believe it or not.
但是如果那个教导的牧师他并没有把信息清楚的说明，那你根本就没有听到一个明确的一个教导，那你怎么样来决定相信或不相信呢？
The other day I was talking about a fuzzy gospel message. That's where people are adding to the words of scripture. So the unbeliever has difficulty in discerning the information and understanding what's being said.
Unbeliever or believer?
No, this is talking about for the fuzzy gospel. That's relating to the unbeliever.
那对于那些有时候教牧师他教导了一种那种模糊的福音，那对于一个非信徒来讲，他真的也没有办法搞清楚他到底要不要相信。
And it's because of a fuzzy gospel that sometimes you could have people that they're unbelievers, but they think that they are believers. So an unbeliever can think he's a believer because he's done the things that they said to do at the church, but he still hasn't believed in Jesus Christ.
由于这些非常模糊的福音，常常会让一些明明还没有真正相信的人，却以为他相信了，因为他做了所有那些牧师教导了错误的一些讯息，所以他以为他就是一个信徒，但他其实并没有真正相信。
People had said to him, if you want to be a Christian and you want to go to heaven, you have to be baptized, you have to come to church, you have to stop your sins.
就像很多时候有一些人得到的讯息是说，你要能够去天堂，你必须要先受洗，你必须要去教会，你必须要停止你的犯的罪。
Maybe the person was drinking a lot and someone said, you have to stop drinking before you go to heaven.
就像有一个人他可能喝了很多酒，然后牧师就跟他讲说，你必须要停止喝酒，你才有办法去天堂。
And then he stops his drinking, and in his mind he thinks, I'm saved. I've been baptized, I go to church, I stop drinking, I'm good.
所以呢，这个喝酒的人呢，他就停止了喝酒，然后呢，他也去受洗了，然后他也去了这个教会了，所以他以为他就可以去天堂了。
But he didn't believe in Jesus Christ.
他其实根本没有真正相信耶稣基督。
He's an unbeliever.
所以他根本就还是一个不信者。
But he thinks he's saved.
但他以为他已经得救。
Well, then you could have other people and they're saved and they're not sure if they are or they think they're not.
还有一些人呢，他以为他没有被救，但其实他已经得救了。
For example, he heard the gospel message and he believed.
因为这个人他很可能已经听了正确的福音，而且他相信了。
But somebody saw him drinking. He was at the bar and he was drinking. And then a Christian came up and said, you say you're a Christian, you're not a Christian, you're still drinking.
然后呢，也许这个相信福音的人他还在酒吧里面喝酒，然后就有一个人走过来说，你说你是基督徒，你还在喝酒，那你根本就不是基督徒。
Have you been baptized yet?
然后你是不是还没有受洗？
The guy says, no.
然后那个人说没有哦。
And the Christian says, are you going to church?
然后那个基督徒说，你有去教会吗？
And the man says, no, I don't like to go to church.
然后这个人说，没有耶，我不太喜欢去教会。
And so the Christian, who's an ignorant Christian, he says, well, you're not saved.
然后这个基督徒就跟那个喝酒的人说，那你就没有得救。
And so now the person who has actually believed in Jesus Christ, now he has doubts.
然后这个已经相信耶稣基督的人，他开始有点怀疑了。
I think, oh, maybe I'm not a Christian.
也许我并不是个基督徒。
Okay, so you can see the problem with a fuzzy gospel, right?
所以你就知道这种所谓模糊的福音还蛮严重的。
I should add at this stage, you know, these Christians that are giving these fuzzy gospels, they're adding to scripture.
所以这种给予所谓模糊福音的人，他其实就是自己加油添醋的去改变福音的内容。
Well, sometimes they're taking things out because they're not saying that Jesus Christ was the Savior, for example.
然后甚至有一些人在传福音的时候，他根本就是拿掉了最重要的福音，比如说他没有讲到耶稣基督是我们的救赎者。
Well, it says in Revelation chapter 20, verses 18 and 19, that there's a big punishment for these people.
而在启示录二十章十八十九节里面就特别有讲到，这会这样子的人就给错误的福音或错误这个模糊福音的人，他会得到非常严重的惩罚。
Okay, now we're going to have to stop because we're run out of time, but we'll come back in 5 minutes.
我们5分钟后再请大家回来。